USA Radio News.
President Trump threatened to deploy the U.S. military and close down the southern border if Mexico doesn't stop the onslaught of Latin American migrants coming from its country to reach the United States. Former ICE Director Tom Homan says our asylum system needs to be revised.
Asylum threshold so low, you just got to say a couple magic words that the criminal organization teach you to say, and you get into the United States and you get released from custody.
Today, President Trump met with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to discuss the journalist who was killed at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. Pompeo then spoke about the United States' next step.
We just are going to allow the process to move forward, allow the facts to unfold, and as they unfold, as we make a determination for ourselves about what happened there based on the facts that are presented to us, the United States will determine what the appropriate response might be.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump awarded the Medal of Honor to Marine Sergeant Major John L. Canley for heroism during the Vietnam War. Former USS Cole Commander Kurt Lippold told Fox News that these sorts of ceremonies can bring the country together.
And while we may have disagreements on what we do politically, these ceremonies should recenter everyone to make us realize that we still live in the greatest nation on the face of the earth.
The CDC reports there's a multi-state breakout of salmonella that's linked to raw chicken products. With more, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
So far, 92 people have been infected with salmonella from 29 states, including 21 people who have been hospitalized. Epidemiologic and laboratory evidence indicates that many types of raw chicken products from a variety of sources are involved. A single common supplier of raw chicken products or of live chickens has not been identified. That indicates it might be widespread in the chicken industry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
A new study from Bank of America found that 72% of millennials reported that buying a home was their top priority, which was more than traveling, which was at 61%, or getting married, which was at 50%. Chris Hogan is an economic expert, and he joined Fox Business and said, bravo, millennials.
I'm surprised by it because it shows that people are thinking a little bit bigger than was originally anticipated. Most people think that millennials aren't focused and they aren't dialed in, but I'm talking to them on the Chris Hogan Show. They're not only focused, they're setting goals, and they're laying out a plan of action to get there. And so these are big goals, Maria. I just hope they take their time and work a plan that will help them to get there.
Hogan also talks about a suggested deposit when buying a home.
Well, I tell people 20% would be the goal because that's what helps you to avoid private mortgage insurance. And just so the people know, private mortgage insurance protects the lender, not the individual. So you could do it with a 10% down payment, but a 20% would be much, much better. The reality is they need to understand that buying a home isn't easy. You're talking about a major commitment, so you need a plan and you need a process. Sacrifice now so you can save up and make that good down payment.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1867 when the United States formally takes possession of Alaska after purchasing the territory from Russia for $7.2 million. That equals out to less than 2 cents per acre. Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.